You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, Michelle Walling returns to the show. Michelle is a transformational speaker, writer, webmaster, radio show hostess, and video blogger. After her spiritual awakening in 2010, she started her public career as a spiritual, metaphysical, and esoteric contributing writer for In5D.com and for BodyMindSoulSpirit.com in 2013. Michelle describes her awakening path as a fast track to enlightenment, as she was determined to uncover the truth about who she is and what her life purpose is. After studying hundreds of books, attending seminars, having psychic and astrology readings, she is clear about her mission to empower others. She accomplishes this by offering private sessions as well as speaking at conferences and seminars. She became a certified holistic life coach in 2014. Ultimately, Michelle enjoys helping people find the answers to their questions by sharing her personal experience and by helping others to go within. So, let's welcome her back to the show now. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Lance. I'm doing wonderful. It's so good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. I forgot to mention that you can be found also primarily on Facebook, isn't that right? And
do you have
a website that you use?
Oh, Lance, I have several websites. I've been a busy girl lately, actually. I do have a Facebook page, a personal Facebook page, but I also run the In5D Facebook page. And I also have a website called howtoexitthematrix.com, and we have a website page on that. And as you mentioned, I work with BodyMindSoulSpirit.com. And I have one more active website, and that is thestarchildren.net that I just started, and we can talk about that in a few minutes if you want. But there's just all kinds of places that you can find me on the net.
Thank goodness. Well,
and you know, on Thursday
I've enjoyed
nights,
your articles.
I'm sorry. I think we have a delay on Skype, and I'm so glad we were able to do the show tonight with these technical difficulties, but we'll get through it. I also have a radio show on Thursday nights on Blog Talk Radio on our N5D radio channel, and it's called The Cosmic Awakening Show, and you've been my guest on there before, and so it's at 8 p.m. Eastern, so I just wanted to let the listeners know that if they want to hear more about the topics that I discussed tonight. And on Sundays, I think once or twice a month, I'll have a show called BMSS Radio, that stands for Body, Mind, Soul, Spirit, at 2 p.m. Eastern. So I got all of my hits in there to let everybody know where to find me.
Well, you're just a busy girl.
I sure am. And, you know, I wanted to mention we have an N5D conference coming up on February 20th here in Sarasota, Florida, and it's called N5D Superpower Activation Conference, and this has to do with our DNA coming back online. And tonight, what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about DNA activation. So whenever if you have any questions or whatever, we can roll right into that.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and start out with DNA activation, because I know it was a big thing about 10 years ago, and there were all kinds of people claiming to be doing it, and a lot of people paid a lot of money to do that, and I was a little bit skeptical. I don't think I ever had one, but maybe you can add some clarity to the subject.
Sure. Really, I wanted to talk about DNA activation and the fact that some people are charging for DNA activations. And the funny thing is, they're charging a lot of money. And if you look at them, their DNA isn't fully activated, or else they would be rejuvenated and, you know, be in their perfected template to begin with. So that's a little interesting that people are charging to activate your DNA that haven't exhibited the full DNA activation themselves, right?
All right.
Well, you know, the scientists have pointed out that we have what they call junk DNA, which is actually our DNA that has been what I'm going to call turned off by the, well, I think the Anunnaki is the term of the beings who came to Earth and took some of the Earth humans that were already on the planet and genetically modified their DNA to put a little bit of their DNA in there, but also to create a human that they could easily control and make a slave race. And some people say that the slaves were used to mine gold, but it depends on, you know, what the word gold could have many meanings. It could be the golden source energy that humans are tied to source and they're able to get energy. It could be the emotional energy that they're harvesting from us. It could actually mean physical gold from the planet. Could mean all of that. So, you know, what they did when they modified the DNA of the humans on the planet is they broke a law of non-interference with the current experiment of those particular groups of humans that were on the planet trying to, you know, evolve in a natural way on a physical 3D plane, and also the law of free will, because they, you know, basically did this without asking them. So, you know, I just read, I've heard a lot about this DNA activation lately, or the fact that they deactivated our DNA back then. And I just read this book called Inanna Returns. And it was very interesting because it confirmed a lot of things that I have heard in the past. And that is that once the, let's just call it the Federation, the councils out there that are watching the galaxy, once they saw what happened with Anu and the Anunnaki and their family and how they basically did what they did to humans. According to the book, they had a meeting and brought the whole family in and said, look, you know, you've broken this law and this law, and now what we want you to do is we want you to return the status of the DNA to the humans on the planet and give them the abilities that they had and more. So that's what I've heard before. And then I just recently read this book that really, really was cool to hear from Inanna's perspective, who was along the bloodline of Anu. So, and how bad that they've realized that they've screwed things up. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and if that's the case, then it's, you know, according to a, I don't know who the Federation group was, but according to, I guess, divine law at this point, our DNA is to be slowly reactivated and has been ever since we've been in this body, in this incarnation. So I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
Well, it's funny that you should mention that book because I'm about halfway through it right now, and it is a fascinating book. It's a good read.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. The synchronicity is amazing. Let me tell you a quick little story before I continue. I was guided to that book by being online, I guess maybe from Facebook, I'm not sure, but I started reading it while I was in Austin last week for my level 2 pure bioenergy healing class, where I've learned how to do remote healing with Zoran Hochstatter, who's a keynote speaker at our conference. And I began reading the book, and I wanted to finish it, and I had to start class the second day of class. It was a 4-day class, and I was really wanting to finish the book so strongly that I was sitting there thinking, man, you know, maybe I could just be late for class. And at the last minute, I went to take a shower, and the hot water in the hotel didn't work. And I was about to go for a 10-hour day. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to text them and let them know I'm going to be late. And I crawled into that bed, and I read the rest of that book. And I had called down to the office and said, you know, hot water's not working. They're like, we know, we're working on it. By the time I finished the book, the hot water was fixed. So it was almost like, wow, did I manifest that so I could finish the book? The book is fascinating. The book is fascinating. And, you know, all books like that, it's a channeled book, and it's from Inanna's perspective. And, you know, all books are going to have some kind of reason for it being out there, whether, you know, please use your discernment if you read it. I mean, I like to read the big picture of everything. So I'm not, you know, taking every little literal word for truth, but it did resonate with me a lot as to how we would be guaranteed that our DNA would be reactivated and corrected, and because, you know, they did it for service to self reasons. So with this, so let me finish the synchronicity. So I get back to Sarasota. And the minute I get back, this man emails me, and he says that he's coming to our conference, and he has been contacted by Inanna, and she has come through him several times, and you know, he wants to talk to me about properly perhaps channeling her, or he's written 2,000 pages of automatic writing from her and wanted me to take a look at it. And I thought that was very synchronistic. And I said, have you read this book? And I sent him the link to the PDF. And he said, no, but I actually ordered it, and it actually came in the mail right before I emailed him about this book. So she's getting around.
Wow.
She's orchestrating some things for people to understand. She's really upset about how she's been portrayed. And, well, you know, she's done some really bad things and some really selfish things, and she explains them in the book. But let's get back to superhuman abilities and our DNA being activated. And, you know, when our DNA is activated, we'll have these abilities that span from people right now are already exhibiting basic sixth sense psychic abilities. People are already, you know, exhibiting telepathy, precognition, and things like that. But we're talking about telekinesis, teleportation, bilocation, rejuvenation of the physical body, which I've talked to you about before, Lance. And that's really what I feel like I'm here on the planet to work on, is this rejuvenation and perfection of the DNA template. So we're not going to have either we will stay and live for 300 or 400 years or 1,000 years, or if we do decide to leave our body, we will not have this memory wipe. If we decide to reincarnate, we won't go through any of that. We will incarnate, and we will know who we are and why we're here. And a lot of children right now that are being born with the third strand of DNA, scientifically proved activated or active, or more strands, you know, as we continue to go here in our ascension process, they are already exhibiting amazing things like past life recall, child prodigy things in the arts such as music and painting, extraordinary abilities in mathematics and sciences and just knowing, telepathy. So the children are actually exhibiting these things that us adults are striving to have as we go. I have also been in contact with about a handful of people who have had a situation where they had an instant where they felt full of love. They were reconnected with Source, and they were shown most of their past lives and are now pretty much very clear about their life path here on Earth, their mission. And so these are things that I've been talking about, other people have been talking about, and now, you know, with the amount of people I'm in contact with, I'm receiving these reports of these wonderful things happening. Have you heard of anybody that you know that have had similar things happen to them?
Well, it's funny you should ask. There's nobody that I know personally, but I did have Mary Rodwell on the show a few weeks ago, and she's writing a book on the Star Kids, and she shared all kinds of stories that she's been told personally by these kids, and I think one of them was about 7, 8, or 9 years old, and he remembered being what would be the version of an astrophysicist, but he said he told her, there really is no name for it, and you wouldn't understand if I told you. Mm-hmm. And so he remembers on the ship and teaching and doing all these things. I mean, they're way, maybe thousands of years ahead of us. And, you know, of course, years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I first became intrigued about all this because of the article on the Psychic Kids of China.
Yes.
And then pretty soon they started label kids as indigos, crystals, and rainbows and all that. Well, I think they pretty much transcended any labels, and they're just showing up in having memories and skill sets. So did you see the video with that little kid who has a table, like a coffee table, full of crystals, and he's telling you that this moves the energy from the vortex to the this place? I mean, he is just incredible. It made a big hit on the YouTube channel.
Yes,
but he couldn't be more than about 6 years old.
Yes, I either have already posted that or I have that queued up to post on my website, thestarchildren.net. And Mary Rodwell has been on my show before, and she's really I had such a connection with what she's bringing forth, and so mm-hmm. so much excitement about the children exhibiting these, because when these children bring their high vibration to the planet when they're born, they are carrying more of their soul essence, and every person that has a high vibration like that is going to affect everyone around them in their household, everyone in their city, everyone in their state, and eventually everyone in the collective human consciousness. And that's what's helping people to wake up, is everyone, every time one of these star children are born.
Well, that's one of the reasons why the powers that are the various cabals that are running the world are attempting to stop this by increasing the number of vaccinations that are given to children to dumb them down. Because, I mean, you have to know that these are brand new births just out of the womb, and they're very sensitive. And there's mercury in the vaccinations, and I think they are given something like 40 or 50 right after birth, and then they baptize them, which further separates, is designed to separate from Source. And but I don't think that really is going to stop them, that has been allowed for.
Well, and there's not only the vaccinations, which the reason why I have the website is to help parents understand You know, all children are precious, but especially these children that are here on a mission with their DNA strands activated, they really, you know, the parents need to know how to nurture them and to protect them. And so it's not only the vaccines, which are, you know, horrible. However, you're right. These children are even vaccinated children are not being stopped. And so there's like the God anomaly for you. You know, when they're here on a mission, you know, by God, right, they're not going to be stopped. But then there's also, you know, the low vibrational frequency fence that's a grid that's placed around the planet. Then there's also the GMO food, which these children are exhibiting knowledge from a very young age as to what they want to eat and what they can't eat. Mm-hmm. So they're not eating fast food. They're vegetarians. A lot of them, there's some videos on my website about children who they start crying when they see a piece of meat or a piece of chicken, and it's almost like they've connected with the animal, and they cry and tell their parents, yes, why do you kill animals to eat them? I don't understand this. I don't ever want to eat that. And then the chemtrails, of course, you know, we have all these things, right, the education and indoctrination into the slave schooling system that is all designed and has been put in place for a very, very long time for this time right now. It's interesting, mm-hmm, Lance, because, you know, this also applies to star seeds, which are, you know, grown adults like ourselves. And, you know, you have to think about this. Here we are, and we are subjected to all these things. And yes, we have, you know, tried not to eat GMOs. You know, inevitably, you're going to eat some somewhere. But we are still alive. Our bodies are working through this for us, working very hard. We can go outside and breathe those chemtrails in. And yes, some people are having difficulties, but some people are not. And here we are, you know. We may have these ascension symptoms. Mm-hmm. We may have these earaches, stopped up ears, you know, heart palpitations, dizziness. I mean, there's long lists, but that's our bodies adjusting and working really hard for us. It's a miracle that we're still alive.
Yes, it certainly is. And I also thought I'd put a plug in for, or a negative plug, for the fact that there's so much fluoride put into the water, which is what Hitler did in Germany. And it's a replay of what went on there to dumb down the masses, because fluoride attacks the pineal gland and it calcifies it, and that's the master gland. So once that happens, it's very difficult to make connections of any kind. So it's really important to not drink tap water or anything that has tap water in it if you want to be clear thinking and not dumbed down.
Yes, but I have to say that's absolutely correct. I grew up on fast food. I grew up on Coca-Cola's, Dr. Pepper's, steaks, potatoes. I mean, you know, my whole life. And I have done some detoxing, of course, after I woke up to, you know, further and accelerate my awakening process. But it is a great idea to watch what you put in your mouth, including your water. But if you simply can't not do these things, you know, if you can't change, then you can definitely put your own energy vibrations into your food and water. That will help. For sure, that will raise. But the main thing is, you know, we need to raise our vibrational frequency, and that is what is keeping us alive here, because the body is just, it's like it's accelerated all of its functions to be able to deal with this, and that is what I wanted to talk about on the DNA activation. What's happening? Okay. Most of our listeners probably know is that we are entering a place in space that has Oort clouds of a higher vibrational frequency. It's basically where we are moving at the time, at this time in this, you know, created time and space. We're also moving through, Barbara Marciniak, what did she call this? The drawing a blank here on the field that Barbara Marciniak has talked about.
Right.
I'll get back to that.
Right, I remember. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've read it
so many
times.
I know what you're talking about.
But, you know, so this is the time that we've been waiting for, and we're here, and we're in the middle of it. We also have the alignment, the galactic alignment going on with the center of the cosmos, where source energy is being sent through the galactic sun, through our sun, and we are receiving that. It's being stepped down to a level that we can handle to the earth, and then our own guidance, our own guides, and our star brothers and sisters are working with our bodies to help us take in only what we can take in. And when we hit a different level of acceptance, they'll kick it up for us. And that's why sometimes we have these days where we are just flat on our back, you know, going, whoa, what just hit me, you know, because we're getting to where we really need to step it up and increasing the amount of light frequency or source energy that is coming in, that we are receiving and holding in our bodies. And this is when this happens, this is actually hitting every cell in our body. And our DNA is held in every cell of our body like a fractal, okay? So that means that all of our cells are equal, and all of our cells have our DNA pattern in it, which is what makes our physical body, it's what makes our personality. It's made up of a lot of things, made up of our past lifetimes, and it's made up of our blood genetics as well, and made up of our soul essence as well. So when we're receiving this high vibrational energy, it enters our cells and it begins to activate our DNA, okay? And it also raises our consciousness, and it's what caused us to awaken. You know, when you look at somebody like me who's lived a really wild life, and just 6 years ago, in 2010, you know, I had a great awakening and had to do a 180-degree turnaround from the lifestyle I was living. And, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, with all the things I was doing to my body, how the hell did I do it? You know, how did this happen? Right? But there's a call from your soul, and there's also help. This vibrational frequency that we're receiving in several different ways. And, you know, basically we're all connected to Earth, and it's being filtered and coming through Earth. She's working with us, and she's receiving it as well. So when we are receiving this light, it not only raises our consciousness, but it activates our DNA. And this has been something that's been trying to happen on a fairly slow basis so that we aren't exploding. I remember I did have severe anxiety and heart palpitations and felt very strange several times before I had my grand awakening. And as I look back, I go, oh yeah, that was in preparation for that big awakening, you know, that soul call. But what happens is the reason why no one can activate your DNA for you is because at the time of Atlantis, the period known as Atlantis, when humans had all of their, I'm going to call them powers or superpowers or abilities activated, and they were doing healings, and, you know, we were speaking with telepathy instead of words and things like that. Some of those powers were abused, and they were used for control and greed, and we almost blew the planet up. And when that happened, we fell in vibrational frequency along with the planet. So There has to be a fail safe built in this time around. Before your DNA can be activated, you basically have to do the work and be aware and have a free will choice of asking for your DNA to be activated, for your consciousness to be raised, for your connection with Source to be reestablished. You know, so it's not like somebody can do this for you. And also, you know, it's not happening all at once. It's happening a little at a time so that you can adjust and so you won't go crazy. Because, you know, people are reporting seeing, you know, into the fourth dimension, seeing maybe dead loved ones, which we never die, but, you know, their essence. Even the dark beings, you know, some of the dark beings that are controlling the planet right now are in that lower fourth dimensional frequency, and they can be seen. And I know you've had Eve Lorgan on your show before. She talks about the reptilians mm-hmm. that can come in at a certain period of time during sex to harvest sexual energy, and people, you know, seeing them come in on their partners or their husbands or their wives, grab that sexual energy and then leave. And, you know, this is a real thing. It's, you know, it may be happening in our minds, but it's real to us right now where we are. And we are getting the ability to sense more energies. And see, they've been hidden for all this time and been controlling humanity. And now that people are learning about them, well, we know who our enemy is. So really one of the main things I wanted to say on the show tonight is that you can make your own intention to raise your vibrational frequency and to activate your DNA. And these are things that, of course, we're talking about at our conference. And Greg and I have talked about this before, Greg Prescott of N5D. And every day we do, I try to do it every day. We do our own intentions. We make our own stuff up and work with, you know, talk to Source, talk to the universe, talk to our guides and those helpers working with us and say, okay, give me another shot. You know, we want to activate our DNA now. We're ready. You know, we're you know, I know you as well, Lance, we're on the home stretch. We're tired of waiting anymore, but you know, there has to be the perfect time in society for this to happen, because if there's a separation going on right now, and if we did it too soon, we would definitely be a target for the Illuminati or Cabal or whoever to try to wipe us out. So we have to raise our vibration to a certain frequency where they can't see us, and then we become untouchable. So it's a little dance as to raise, you know, you don't want to raise it too much to be seen until the Earth makes her big shift and you can move with her into a frequency where you'll be safe. So do you have any comments about that?
Well, I am in complete agreement with you. And I think that many of us had thought that there would be that particular shift that you're talking about somewhere around 2012. And of course, the timing, no one knows the time or the date. So many people were disappointed that have been doing this work for a long time. But, you know, a thousand or a million years is just a blink of an eye. So you're right. We need to be mindful and aware that the shift has not happened yet, that the Earth has her own timing, and she'll do whatever she does when she does it. And what we can do is just be prepared and just know that ultimately we all win.
Yeah, I mean, we all win whether we make it through a shift in the physical body, which shifts our holographic image of our body into more of a light being, or if we leave the body and leave this prison of a body that we have that is cut off from source. Either way, we win, because when you leave your body, you are basically taking all of the consciousness and things that you've learned in this lifetime with you. You just basically step right up out of your body. And some people who pass don't even know that they've died until they try to reach over and pick up a glass of water and their hand goes right through it, or until they go over to somebody that they know and start talking to them and they're not talking back. So, you know, these are accounts that we've heard psychic mediums who have talked to beings who have passed. There's also beings here, humans here on the planet, that when they go to bed at night, they actually turn into, I guess you could call it, angelics, and they go help people transition. And so they show up and stand there, and they're right there when they stand up out of their body, and they're there to tell them, hey, you're dead. But that doesn't mean, you know, that you're dead. You don't ever die, but, you know, now you need to find your way home. You know, don't stick around here. So, yeah, there's all kinds of things going on. And also, about back to 2012, you know, we don't really know what year it is. I mean, there's been so many timelines.
Right.
Yeah, there's been so many timelines. I mean, they manipulate time with timeline incursions.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could be repeating a cycle of, you know, like every year since 2012. We don't really know what the date is. We don't even know if they had the Mayan calendar date exactly right. There was those issues between Kalaman and other people as to when the date really was that it ended.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're absolutely right about that. You know, it's a snap for them to mess with time and space because everything is set up outside of time. So, you know, when somebody becomes rich and famous and you think, oh, my goodness, well, they're so lucky. Well, luck has nothing to do with it. This is all a script that is being played out. And the dark side is setting things up, using the incarnational grids to take over the planet. And I think that's one of the things that concerns so many people, is that they have gotten so far with nanotechnology and black goo and smart dust from DARPA. And we know that there is a base on Mars already. There has been. It's been verified by numerous people. There's a base on the moon. So when we hear people talking on the television or wherever we hear them saying, well, we're going to go to Mars, and we hope to get a station up there within 20 years. And you just know that, you know, that's the Matrix. It's putting up the smoke screen, and then you have artificial intelligence, which really runs the Matrix. So it's making huge inroads, because it can go back in time and set things up so that it will be connected in the moment that it takes over. It's kind of like the Terminator movies. And you can see how Google and all of those other companies are racing to get cyborgs and have avatars and so on. And they're scientists that are working on the event horizon, which is the moment when artificial intelligence takes over. And they feel that humanity doesn't have a chance because we're too flawed. And so their idea, being smart people, is that, we'll work towards turning everything over to artificial intelligence, and it will fix us. And it'll fix us, all right. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, and there is a fine line with this technology. Technology used in the right way will help us advance to where we need to be. And, you know, on the other hand, they want to use technology to draw us into the artificial intelligence, you know, takeover. But what I want to caution everyone that is listening tonight is the more attention you give to that artificial intelligence and the Mars things that are going on. And I mean, it's great to know about them, but don't focus on them, because we are literally creating our reality since the shift of 2012. We did have a shift. We had a huge consciousness shift, and we shifted more towards the fourth dimension merging with the third dimension at that time. And that's why we don't know what time it is, because, or what the date is, because there, and the fourth dimension is time, but as it's malleable and made our third dimension more malleable as we began to really merge with that. And the key is to merge the fifth in with the fourth in with the third. So that's what we're, it's kind of like we're not moving through the fourth, but we are merging with it. And then when we get to the fifth, we'll still use time in a certain way, but not used to control us. We'll just have to, you know when we have our appointments to go meet with our galactic councils and things like that, right? So we've just got to not focus on this black goo, and because what's going to happen is when we raise our vibration and when we create with our own reality, where we are moving into a new reality, we will be vibrating at a certain frequency that the artificial intelligence and the reptilians and Dracos and the grays that work for them, they won't be able to see us. So the tables are switched. Now we're not able to see them, but we're going to bypass that and go to a place where they can't see us. We can still be existing in the same, on the same planet, but just in a whole different level, and they can't get to. So we can't fix their system. It is going to collapse, because there won't be anything supporting it. As the Earth raises her frequency, it won't be supported by her either. So that's how I see things. But this is just all, you know, my interpretation of what I have been working on for the last 6 years as I try to see the bigger picture. And I post a lot of these type of things on howtoexitthematrix.com. If anybody wants to go and look at, you know, I did get into a period of time last year where I had to go down the Archon rabbit hole so I could understand who they were, what it was, and what the artificial intelligence was, and understand how could this be done to humans? You know, And how are we going to exit the matrix, basically, the matrix being a overlay program that has switched everything backwards and upside down from the organic matrix, which was a playground that was created on Earth to have a third dimensional experience in a physical body. And it got taken over and switched and flipped and used against us. So, you know, you can read all about that, but I just caution, and I'm even saying this even though I have the website, you know, don't get too wrapped up in it. I always now try to provide the solution, and that is you know, I'll just go over that real quick. It's you know, we must be really close now with the economic the economic things that are happening, all of the freak, you know, all of the weather things that are happening, and, you know, basically all the tightening up that the governments are doing, and the most ridiculous things that they are shooting at us that just now we're just laughing at. We can see things so much more clearly. And what we put our energy into is very important, to watch our own thoughts and watch our own reactions to things. And, you know, you know, our thoughts can be controlled by these frequency fences. So it's up to us to do the work and really listen to our own thoughts. And if we say something that's inappropriate to someone, you know, forgive ourselves, but think about it and say, you know, was that really me? Was that my unconditional love self? Or was that someone, something, or someone putting that thought in my head to try to harvest some energy and cause some friction? And once you become aware mm-hmm. of that, then you are winning the game, and you're going to starve these things that are trying to feed off of us from our negative emotions. And so the best thing that someone can do right now is to really work on themselves. I've been saying this now for at least 8 months when I had, you know, an aha moment that every person that does that changes themselves is then able to help other people. But not only that, but as I mentioned before, it will help the whole collective human consciousness for more people to be able to receive that information and make it easier on those who are just going to be waking up at the last minute because the pattern is already there for them to go by. So that was the plan. And we've got to make sure that as we get these CMEs from the sun and these solar flares, this is how we are receiving, the Earth is receiving these higher vibrational waves that are coming. And we need to make sure that we are grounding ourselves with the planet. It's just like an electrical plug in your wall that's not grounded, and you have a lightning strike or something, and you know you're going to short things out. So our bodies are shorting out, and if they're not grounded, and that means planting your feet on the grass or hugging a tree, literally putting your body on the ground, or in nature. It's very important right now because you can get headaches, you can get illnesses if your energy is not flowing through your body, and your body will tell you with different things. So we learn to communicate with our body and listen to our body and know what it needs, and Mother Nature is here to help us.
Oh, right. I agree with everything you said. And of course, when I was studying Gurdjieff and Uspensky, they said that one of the chief ways that we lost energy was through expression of negative emotions, that there is no place where they exist inside the body because they're artificial. So I look at it kind of like a bank account, that when you're indulging in or identified with something to the point of expressing negativity, you're basically throwing your money, drawing it right out of your energetic bank account, and throwing it down into the sewer. So, in order to have the money energy for consciousness, because money isn't going to mean anything pretty soon, as you said, it means being aware of yourself and being mindful. At the level of thoughts and emotions, because that's where everything begins, and that's what manifests. And another thing I thought you said that was interesting was about so many people feel that they are inconsequential, or what can I do? And they look at the world, and they, you know, maybe get onto Facebook or watch the news or something, and they think, well, I'm just nothing. But each individual human has a frequency, and that frequency is put into the collective consciousness, or collective unconsciousness, actually. And it is like throwing a stone into the middle of a lake, and it ripples. And what you throw out there, what you put out there, has a great deal of power. And we just don't see it because, again, we're living with five senses that do not give us the whole picture. It gives us just a tiny little puzzle piece. And a few of us have collected four or five pieces of the puzzle, and we're beginning to see some little figure there. But, I mean, for the most part, we're doing this blindly. We don't have to now that we have people like yourself that are sharing this information and telling us how to raise our vibration and frequency. So, I'm in total agreement with you. Just don't stay neutral. And when you see something disturbing, it's okay to feel, but let the feeling go, because that is a can form a kind of contamination that will turn on us.
You know, Lance, I have to say that last year, beginning of last year, there was a big movement against the Love and Lighters, and there was people who have been pulling apart the New Age deception, and where, you know, there's a lot of truth in the New Age, and then there's the deception, which has been twisted to just sit around and do nothing because, you know, there's our benevolent space brothers and sisters are coming, you know, coming to save us. But what the trick is in that uncovering of the New Age deception is that we still do have benevolent space brothers and sisters helping us. As a matter of fact, they're probably us from the future. And they are, I mean, we couldn't do it without them. Yes, we're the ones we've been waiting for because we're here in the body. We're the boots on the ground, and we have to exhibit our free will choice for humanity. And there has to be a critical mass number of us to say that before they can, they're allowed to finish what they came here to do in helping us. But being the neutral observer is very important, and being a Love and Lighter, now that I've gone down that whole rabbit hole, really is the way to be. And it's so funny how you have to learn all these things before you come back around to the just being love and light. And that doesn't mean it doesn't mean that they're just sitting there not doing anything. I am doing a lot of work. When I'm just laying in bed, taking time for myself and doing meditation and being love and light, I'm doing more for the planet than anybody that's out there having rants against the New Age deception. As a matter of fact, a lot of those rants have a lot of negative energy attached to them. And I'm not going to name any names, but there are a lot of people that have gone off the deep end. And I've noticed a lot of more people of these so-called spiritually awakened leaders fighting with each other. And that is totally against what we need to do as learning how to exhibit unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness, and realize that everyone out there is basically an aspect of Source. And we're all connected. So if you're yelling at someone else, you're basically yelling at Source, you know. And it's not about laying down and being walked on and letting somebody walk all over you. But it is about picking your fights and realizing where your energy's going. And so I have to say the best thing to do from my perspective when something's going on is decide whether you want to lower your energy and join that or walk away. And I like to say that this is a play and I'm watching it from the balcony, and I only insert myself down there when I have to. And I've learned so much about myself in the last 6 months to a year on my reactions to things. And really, this is I see it as a test. I see it as a test. Can we handle being galactic ambassadors? Can we be in control of our emotions? Because if we can't, why should we get our DNA activated and get our powers back? And then when the same thing's going to happen over again.
Right. Very well said.
And the last thing I'd like to say is I really – you know, I don't get into dates, but I have the strongest feeling ever that this shift has to happen by 2017. From all of the numerology and all of the different things that, I mean, I can tell you right now, I don't know how I'm going to stay on this planet if something big doesn't happen. Doesn't necessarily have to be the shift. something big doesn't happen by 2017, I'm going to get really discouraged. And I'm not putting something negative out there. I'm just saying that what that means is I'm almost positive that I feel like that something big will happen. I've heard many people say that this shift, when it does happen, and we're talking about a shift into a new vibrational reality for those who are ready to make that, will happen in an instant. Greg has had a meditation in September during Wave X that I've talked about on my shows before, and he had it shown to him, and it's in an instant. Whatever it is, it's in an instant, and a lot of people that I know of have been saying that.
Well, I agree with you, Michelle, and that's probably the perfect time to segue off the show.
Yes.
We're just about out of time.
Okay. Well,
so I want to thank you for coming.
Sorry about that. You can find out more on n5d.com, howtoexitthematrix.com, and thestarchildren.net, and of course, our holistic site, bodymindsoulspirit.com, and I do holistic life coaching at michellewalling.com. I want to thank you,
Lance. Michelle, thanks so much for coming back again. And I just love you and Greg so much. You're doing such a wonderful job. So we'll be talking soon.
We love you too.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.